This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey, everybody. It's Scott, your old pal Scott. I'm by the lake, which means some kind of weird bugs today. What's this bug about? Well, there's some weird spring bugs. Usually it's not until late summer where you start getting, like, really gnarly bug problems here, but starting early this year. Rainer, come here. I'm out here with the dog. There was a farmer's market thing here in this little, I don't know what we have here. It's like a little town, mini town thing. And had a little community farmer's market, and Rainer could not contain herself. Too many dogs, and she basically had a dog panic attack, and we had to leave. So that's the way it goes with her. Come here. Come over here. Those kids are way over there. There's no way you're going to go get them. I mean, honestly, she's the kind of dog who just wants to have fun. She's just here for a good time. And when that good time is hard to manage, she kind of loses it. So, anyway, it's been a while, hasn't it, since I've spoken to you from this vantage point, a diary episode, as we call them. So much has happened between then and now. But as I was thinking, as we were walking, I'm at a bench right now, just kind of chilling, but as I was thinking, I thought, well, what am I going to even talk about? What are we into right now? And for me, it's a couple of things. I have way limited my access to stupid news compared to, say, a year ago, where I was in constant outrage mode about how stupid everyone is. And now I don't think they're any less stupid. I just don't want to hear about it every 5 minutes. And I think I'm healthier for it, at least mentally speaking. Something funny happened yesterday. Last night or night before, I can't remember. But we were at the house. We had just gotten back from, oh no, it was Thursday, because we were out for Nick's graduation dinner. Also another big thing that happened since we last talked. But anyway, yep, the boy graduated. I'm going down the steps, and I was reading a notification somebody had just sent me. So I picked my phone up and was looking at it. I wasn't really paying attention. And I fell into the kind of where these metal bars on the stair railing going leading down to the basement where my studio is. And I slipped and just slammed into those metal bars with my knee, which tore my knee apart. And it's all like, it didn't hurt, like, no bones or muscle stuff, but just skin just got torn. And it hurt like hell. I was like, like a big baby down there going, anyway, I find out later, everyone upstairs is laughing their head off. And I thought, well, they're just laughing because I fell. Ha ha, that's pretty funny. Scott fell. Ha ha. And I thought that was it. I think they're ducks fighting. Yeah, there's some kind of fight over there. That's my piece of human bread. No, oh, I saw it first. Anyway, apparently, and I didn't know this because, you know, I was in the throes of pain and shock from the trip. Nick's friend Morgan, who's, I say they're friends, but, you know, they're kind of girlfriend, boyfriend, but then they're kind of not. I don't know. She's awesome, though. We love her. She claims that I farted when I fell. And I don't remember this at all. I have zero recollection or knowledge of said fart. So that would have been pretty funny if I was on the other side of that. I can't really blame them. You know, it's, part of you wants to be defensive and be mad and say, oh, what about me? I got hurt. But the other part of me is like, yeah, I would have totally laughed. I would have laughed at that. That's pretty funny. But again, I have no recollection of that. So I hold to the idea that it's possible I did not fart. And that they're just making that up or they heard something else. And Rainer, come here. You're making my stupid thing make noise. Come here. Come here. Those are joggers. They're not interested in a skinny, black, weird Italian greyhound. At least not as much as I am. Oh, hello, bird. Got a lot of nature here today. Anyway, so that's that. And I also wanted to just talk about the Kickstarter for the playing cards happened. And I really meant to chronicle that process through here because this is a good place to sort of talk about why I even care about making my own playing cards. But man, what took me so freaking long? I've my entire life since I was like 8 years old, I thought, how cool would it be to make my own deck of playing cards? All the artwork, all the card backs, all of it, right? I've always been fascinated with that. I'm fascinated by the people who make them. And I always thought they were just like magical because they were this thing at a very young age that the family would pull out and we would have a really good time with. Like there'd be games to play and we would all benefit as a family from the experience. And then I would be left going, these cards, where do they come from? What's the deal with them? Rainer, don't eat grass. Seriously. Hey, I know this is supposed to be if their stomach hurts or something, but I'm not having it. Come here. No. Anyway, I'm in a kind of a remote space, so hopefully nobody will walk over here while I'm talking. It's always embarrassing. So anyway, yeah, the cards thing. So I just thought there were a bunch of points in my life where I thought, well, I should just do this. And then, I don't know, you get busy with other stuff or else it's not really feasible at the time because, you know, sort of pre internet services that would do that sort of thing. What were your options? You had to, you know, print hundreds of thousands of these to even get an order in, and that wasn't feasible. And so maybe it's just the right time, you know, all the stars have aligned. It's easier to make a thing like that. And also there's stuff like Kickstarter so that you can get it to a place where you can order that many decks. I mean, all, you know, all that stuff in due time, I suppose, and it's fine, but I'm very excited about it. Hard at work right now, cranking through this stuff. I have one more face card to do, a jack, I think, of clubs or jack of something. I just finished my last queen last night. All the kings are done. Jokers are done. Most number. Oh, then I got to go through and do some layout on number cards, but that's pretty easy. That's just kind of layout work. And then the initial deck is done. But as you know, this project also launched a bunch of extra. Oh, hello, bird. It was really loud. It's like he's trying to get my attention. It launched other stuff. I have a Go Fish deck and a concentration deck and an art-based deck and a zombie deck, and Carter's doing a deck, and it's kind of gone a little crazy, but in a good way, and I'm pretty excited about all of it. So, for those of you who supported that campaign, I want to thank you personally. This is my most personal outlet, the show. So I may as well use it for that, for those listening who maybe bought into that. But thank you so much for that. You made it possible, and you'll be getting them very soon. There's one thing I pride myself in or stress myself out over is never, ever, ever being one of those Kickstarter projects that doesn't deliver on what they say they're going to do, the ones that just kind of cancel or disappear or whatever, I can't even freaking imagine that. I couldn't live with myself, honestly. Like, I hear about those and I go, how is that even possible? How do you do that to people? Like, it's the most, like, it's a very handshaky commitment. I mean, it's a handshake of commitments in that, you know, you're believing in somebody and you're showing that with your money. You're saying, here's some money, here's 25 bucks, whatever it is. And I'm showing you that I believe you're going to do the thing you say you're going to do. I feel like if you don't honor your end of that, you're breaking like one of the most fundamental human contracts that's so hard to even have anymore in this world. So I'm a huge fan of just like, no, do it. Get it done. If you're late, talk to people, let them know. If you're early, cool, let them know that too. Something got tweaked or changed, get up there and say, all right, here's what we're doing. Like, make them part of the process. No one says any of this stuff goes off 100% without any dings or anything, but to just fade off and never do it and just disappear, like there was some prominent board game that got way overfunded not long ago, in the millions, I think. And the dude's just poof, gone, done, out of here. It's just such bad blood to do that. You know, some people will just swear off Kickstarter because of an experience like that. Most people, I think, are just like, well, it depends on who you're backing, but I've done, what now, 4 or 5 Kickstarters total, varying from the first year we did Nerdtacular at Snowbird, that's how we funded that. We did one for my book collection a couple years ago. A couple things here and there, and every single case we made it like this huge priority, or I did anyway. Well, I feel like everybody involved did, but made this big priority to make sure we followed through, because I just cannot see myself at the end of one of these things going, well, I guess we can't fulfill it. Sorry, everybody. Thanks for trusting us, but your money's gone. I spent it all on whatever you buy things with it. So that's the other thing, is those guys often, they don't have anything to show for what they did, because they don't release even a partial of what they were supposed to make. Rainer, it's a bird. Calm down. Oh, her instincts are like firing on all cylinders today. I'm not complaining, though. Oh, my gosh, this emo duck who I've seen here every year for 4 years is still here in the pond. He just went under for a fish or something. You should see him. He's got like, I call him emo because he's got this like, almost looks like it's dyed hair, purple hair in the front that's laid over his face. So I imagine he listens to The Cure and Morrissey and Peter Murphy and probably writes really sad poetry or something. All the other ducks are like, dude, freaking, you're so 2002. Get out of here. Get out of this lake. Anyway. That's probably about it for me. I can't think of much else to say, except I really want to get this thing back on track. There's been a lot of stuff going on. There's a brand new website now for everything, including this show, and we'll get back to having show notes on there after this episode, but everything's relaunched and done. I got hacked a month ago or something, and that was a nightmare, but it's all working now. Even the store and stuff is all brought into the main site, so that's cool. And there's all, oh, I got put into the Podcaster Hall of Fame. That's kind of cool, from the Academy of Podcaster people, which is cool. It's like a, Rainer, what the H was that? Oh my gosh, are you okay? I think she got scared by a weed. Oh, it's a bird. Okay. I thought a weed scared her. Oh yeah, Podcaster Hall of Fame, which is a very nice honor. I'm super honored about it. I don't know that I'm gonna for sure be there. That's still being worked on. It's in Philly at the end of July, and I have got so much going on between now and early August that I don't even know if it's freaking possible. If not, I'll do some sort of remote acceptance video or something, but we'll see. I'll let you guys know on that. But it looks pretty for sure that I'm going to, I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet, but I'm going to be in the Midwest Let's just say that. In a famous state and city, sometime in the late summer, early fall, and we'll try to do a little meetup or something there. Some kind of something, something. Don't know what yet, but I'll let you guys know as that gets closer, because I just don't have any. Oh my gosh, Ringer, you're going to strangle me. Oh my gosh. Dude, come here. Rainer, come here. That hurt. It's my own fault. I had her leash up over my head, and then she ran and about strangled me. Come here. Stay right here. Yeah. And there's other stuff on the horizon that I'm pretty excited about. Today's the Heroes Charity Brawl, our third one. Starts this afternoon at about 3 p.m. my time, which is, what, 2 p.m. Pacific. See if we can make some money for a charity. That'll be good. Always good to do that sort of stuff, I think. And what else is going on? Oh, everybody wants to know, what's your next project, the Kickstarter project? I think we might finally, now that Nick graduated high school, I think maybe now's the time to do that parenting book that people apparently seem to want. Sometimes I think, oh boy, why do they want to hear from me? I spent most of my years parenting as just kind of a dork, but I actually think there's something to my dorkiness that helped with my parenting. So we'll discuss such things as we get closer to that possibility. We've got to fulfill these cards first. That's number one. Number one right now is drawing and outputting and creating and fulfilling and shipping and making and doing and having. I think that's going to do it. Thank you all for listening for this edition of... There's another bird, Rainer. Go get her. For this edition of Diary of a Cartoonist. And I don't want to overcommit, but I do want to start doing the show more often. So I think you can count on more frequent episodes. At least one a week is my goal. We'll see if I can adhere to that. Now that spring, summer, and whatnot is here, it's easier for me to get time on my own out here in the nowhere when nobody's around and say my piece. So I'll try to do that. But for now, I got to go make her poo one more time and get home and get prepped for this charity event. So I will see you guys later. Don't forget to check out the website. If you haven't since the move, it's over at frogpants.com/diary. And you can leave comments on the episodes and all that kind of stuff. Put requests there for things you want me to talk about, that sort of thing. I look forward to that stuff as well. Is that it? That's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll see you then.